This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Some 70 countries and institutions worldwide pledged Tuesday more than $1.5 billion in immediate aid to help Ukraine get through a harsh winter as Russian forces batter its energy grid and other critical civilian infrastructure. France hosted a global meeting in Paris to discuss what could be offered between now and March to maintain food, water, energy, health, and transportation during Ukraine's typically frigid winter. French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna said more than $440 million of the pledged money will be devoted to Ukraine's energy sector. In a report released Tuesday, the United Nations says Russian airstrikes destroyed more than half of Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Speaking at the conference Tuesday, European Union's chief executive, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, announced the EU's contribution of nearly $19 billion aid package for Ukraine, as well as the purchase of 50 million LED light bulbs for Ukrainian households.
These LED light bulbs are so vital because they are 88% more efficient than the old-fashioned light bulbs. So an enormous saving of energy. 50 million LED light bulbs, if deployed, they would save the energy that would amount to 1 gigawatt of electricity, which is equivalent to the annual output of one nuclear power plant. And these savings are crucial to reduce the pressure that we have on the Ukrainian power grid right now.
Von der Leyen added Russia's missile and drone bombardments aimed at breaking Ukrainian morale will fail because the Ukrainian spirit remains unyielded and unbroken. The European aid, financial aid package to Ukraine came about thanks to a deal that ended a stalemate with EU member Hungary, which had vetoed earlier Ukraine aid packages. This is VOA News. The human rights group Amnesty International said Tuesday Morocco and Spain have failed to properly investigate the deaths of more than 20 migrants at the border of the Spanish enclave city of Melilla in northwest Africa in June. A report released Tuesday, almost 6 months after the tragedy, describes the events as crimes under international law and questions the inquiries run by both countries as stalled and inadequate. Amnesty International Secretary General Agnes Calamard spoke with reporters Tuesday at a news conference in Madrid.
We are here today to report on massive killings, enforced disappearances, acts of torture, discrimination and racism, violations of the principle of non-refoulement, all of that on European soil.
The deaths occurred when some 2,000 migrants stormed the Melilla border fence from the Moroccan side June 24th. At least 23 died, although rights groups say that number is higher. Spain denies its police agents used inappropriate force and says there were no deaths on Spanish soil. Morocco has been mostly silent on the issue. Amnesty's report says the events of that day were predictable and a loss of life avoidable. The U.S. Department of Energy announced Tuesday its scientists have been able to engineer a nuclear fusion reaction that produced more energy than it consumed, a landmark achievement in a decades-long search for a way to generate clean and waste-free nuclear power. The experiment was held at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California. In a statement, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm called it a landmark achievement for the researchers and staff who have dedicated their lives and careers to seeing fusion ignition become a reality. The announcement comes at a time when the Biden administration has directed renewed effort and funding to the development of clean power generation, with a particular emphasis on fusion energy. But experts caution that just because scientists have been able to engineer an energy-positive fusion reaction does not mean that any meaningful changes to the way humans generate power are on the immediate horizon. Millions of people in the central United States Tuesday, from the Rocky Mountains to the Midwest, are bracing for blizzard-like conditions from a massive storm blowing across the country. States farther to the south, including Texas and Oklahoma, saw tornado warnings early Tuesday, with some damage reported in Oklahoma. And forecasters warned Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi could also see flash flooding and tornadoes from the same weather system. South Dakota's Department of Transportation says portions of the major interstate highways 90 and 29 are expected to be closed by mid-morning Tuesday due to freezing rain, drifting snow, and high winds. An area stretching from the northwestern state of Montana into Nebraska was under blizzard warnings. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.